Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. And we went over time Friday. We apologize
that we didn't know the prompts.
They didn't give us the prompts, so
yeah.
I don't know what happened with that show.
That's so
but anyway, I do know that blog should give us an engineer.
Yeah, because we're visual.
Well, that's a mad for me.
Yeah, I agree.
That we don't have an engineer included in the price that we pay.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, and listening to the news, a couple of things going on, and one of them is the unemployment is going to run out in June.
Oh, nice.
So we're in May. So Joe made an announcement, President Joe made an announcement about something about a new package for the
stimulus
virus stuff, but he didn't give any specifics on the NBC, so we'll have to wait and see what goes on with that. Now, does anybody know about that petition that some woman put up? I think she's out of California. I don't know.
Yeah.
For another stimulus. And she's got supposedly 2 million names on it.
Names? I had seen it, I think on Change, but I'm not sure. I have to look now. I went to Change.
If you can find it, I'd like to know about that.
I'd like to put my name on it. You know?
Well, let's read it first.
Of course.
Don't put your name on something you don't know what it's about.
Of course, that's a given. I would not. She's really, truly, you know, wanting that, and if that's what the intention of her petition is, then why not give her the signature?
I don't know. I don't know anything about all that. Somebody told me that there was a petition, but I know nothing about it. So.
Okay.
If you can find it, we can maybe, if you could see it, we can try to read it on the show.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, another item on the news, a federal judge overthrew the moratorium on rents.
Oh.
So they said a lot of people, millions of people, could lose their homes.
Nice.
So
how
I don't,
horrible
you know,
is that?
The president's got to do something about that.
Yeah, more than anything.
Because it's not the fault of people in most cases. It's not the fault of the people who can't pay their rent, and the government didn't really protect us from this virus. So they ought to do something about it. You know, we're going to have, otherwise we're going to have a big flood of homeless people all over this country.
That'd be really, really horrible.
That's not going to be too cool.
No, it ain't.
And it's hard to get jobs.
A lot of them are going to be families. You know, a lot of them. And that's going to be even harder.
Yeah, to stick them in the, rather than help them, they'll spend money on the motels and hotels and all that stuff.
Yeah. You
know? So that's the other thing that's a mad that these things run out every couple of months, you know.
Yeah.
Inner Sight around the world and brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue at 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, adopted Akita. And we believe very highly in the intelligence of the Akita. All right, let's see. What else we got? Well, some of our friends from the past, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Tural Law Center, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, my buddy Sal at the Sunset Restaurant, Mm-hmm. And let's see. Yeah, and a lot more. The ice slip cleaners, my buddy Danny over there, the owner. So these are some of the people who have helped us to make a difference, stay on the air. Civil rights lawyer James Bahamundi, if you need advice on civil rights. And I want to say one thing about Jim. In bringing in civil rights law, which actually is more powerful than the ADA law in this situation.
Okay. That's awesome.
Transit people that wouldn't let me on that accessor ride violated the civil rights by making a policy the way they did. So the civil rights law prohibits any agency or anyone from making a policy that goes against the accommodation of the blind person with the dog. So I gotta commend Bahamundi for that. All right. Inner Sight around the world. And let's see, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And if you want to call us, we're at 631-224-3090. But don't call when we're on the air. Well, you could. You could leave a message.
That's true.
And that's the Inner Sight number. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Little Corey, Avante, little Tommy. Little Corey. Corey was a big boy.
Yeah,
little Tommy.
Cool. Yeah.
And Corey Foster, Avante, or Quindo. And Ali Campbell, to mention a few of the youngsters who have passed away. Disabled youngsters.
Yeah.
We honor them and remember them every night. All right, what else we got? Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty. He's in Islip, New York. You need to buy a house, sell a house, get some info. Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. That's the phone number, and good information, and a good guy. So give him a shout, 631-888-1186. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, veterinarian care? Call Nobody Starves on Long Island. That's the name of the program. Nobody Starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085, the phone number. So you need food for your service dog or just a pet dog? Give Gary a call. 484-3085. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to call in and keep it clean, turn down your television, radio, whatever you got in the background. 213-816-1650, that's the phone number. You find that petition?
I found a lot of them. That's the problem. I don't know which one it is. A lot of them are different, numbers, but I haven't found the one you said there's 2 million names on it.
Oh, there's more than one?
Yeah, but they don't all have 2 million names on it.
Well, maybe the number was wrong, but which is the biggest one?
Well, they're all on Change that I found, and one references the original stimulus plan, but one person actually said something interesting. 2,000 stimulus checks until the end of this pandemic, which should be. I mean, we should really get that. People are
$2,000.
That
what you say?
$2,000. I meant to say.
You didn't
what did
say
I say?
That.
That's
right.
$2,000 checks until end of pandemic. You know, that's what he wrote, and people are signing that.
That's oh, that's
one.
The one.
That
yeah,
has,
I'm going to have any names on it.
Yeah. Well, people who've signed it are 28,574. It just went up, I believe, today. So, but I don't know if that's
28,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's a far throw from 2 million.
Yeah. I'm going to look and see if I find stimulus. I'm going to look at a Google search. Maybe it's under a different petition. They have more than one petition.
I don't know. But that sounds like the one, because that was the what this person told me was $2,000 a month.
Yeah, that's the one. Maybe. I don't know. Let me look again. Just like petition, you know, and then write stimulus and write $2,000. A month and see what I get because I don't know.
All right, man, I'm glad Monday. And yeah, we should get more.
Yeah, we should. Like Canada has that now.
People are struggling, people losing their jobs, and the job report came in from April.
My husband lost his job again. You know what
they thought it was going to be? They thought it was going to be more. Jobs, and it came in low.
Yeah, you know why? They're not allowing the union guys to do overtime because there's so many guys out that what they did is this one job that had, you know, all where the guys were going to just, you know, he thought he had a ticket for a while to go back and you know, have his job. Nope, he got laid off again. So now, tomorrow he has to go to the union.
Well, if
he's
they would listen to us, there'd be plenty of jobs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Make everything accessible. There's the work.
Yeah. We know.
Plenty of damn work.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
and they don't have to work overtime. Just do it regular time.
Yeah, make the buildings that were used for offices into apartments. Just follow that.
No. Just make everything accessible.
Well, that too.
You don't have to necessarily modify, you know. Make all
the
damn houses accessible.
Yeah, but you want to know, there's a whole bunch of buildings that are just sitting there collecting dust because people are working from home.
Well, they're encouraging people to start moving back into the office. But the point is, every dwelling should be accessible.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
And
they
screwed up with that.
They did.
Because the ADA doesn't allow for that.
No. It doesn't enforce it, which is the craziest thing. You would think that this is a law, but it's not. And people don't understand that when I say that to them. They said, oh, no, the American disability, you know, it's a law. It should fight us. And I said, okay, you want to be Mr. Smart Gala guy? Let's take you up on the offer. Call anything. Let's just call our town hall and ask for me to get this, that, and enforce and have it in within the next week. We'll give them a little bit of time, all right, to, you know.
Town hall can't enforce the ADA.
No, they can't.
The federal law.
It is. And they can't
do anything. It's federal. It has to be done on a federal level. They
not
can't
necessarily.
Do it.
They have
most of these town.
I'm sorry.
Most of these town halls don't even have an ADA officer. We don't have one here in Islip.
We don't have an ADA officer, but they have they can apply for grant money, and they could get grant money for lifts, ramps, anything that you want. Put in even those accessible pedestrian signals. This guy's putting them in like crazy for me, but I just have to go and check up on the one that was not done right because the engineer said it was a state road on one side and a county road on the other. And he goes, and then the guy who's helping me just said, "That's crazy. If you ask me, they should have it.
Yeah, they
there
play
anyway.
Politics with people's lives.
They do. They certainly do.
No, that's not good.
No, it
who the hell cares what road
they
put the damn thing up?
Right.
So people could read it.
And I'm like, Frank, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, something's wrong at this intersection. Yeah, something's gravely wrong. There's only
and now,
one
wait a minute. You said they're
works.
Putting up more,
yeah,
more signals
I
where
area.
You are?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many they got?
So far, all the ones that I mentioned, he got put up for me.
Oh, yeah, but you said they're doing more. How many is that?
Right now I got, like, five. But see, they have something wrong with them, another thing that's wrong with them. Like, I can't get up and down the curb, or I can't, you know, there's still something wrong. So I got to go back and I got to ask for things, you know. So there's still issues, but I
think you can't get up and down the curb.
It's an older sidewalk, and it doesn't have a curb cut, or the curb cut is in the middle of the block, and it's
that's
where parking
there's no
spots
enforcement.
Are. Right. It's where parking. You want to hear another stupid thing? They put parking spots right in front of the curb cut.
That's because there's no way to enforce
yeah, enforcement.
That.
No,
so they
isn't.
Do what they want.
Yeah, it's true.
So, it's crazy. Anyway, mad or glad Monday. And anything you're mad about or glad about, you want to call us, 213-816-1650. And I'm under
a combination. Mad, glad.
Wait a minute. I'm under
okay.
obligation of confidentiality, but I can say one thing because it was said by my lawyer today. I was in arbitration, and my lawyer said, and I had mentioned no enforcement. So Jimmy said, "Well, what do you think now? Isn't this enforcement?" I said, "No, this is not enforcement. If there was enforcement, I wouldn't be here.
That's true.
The thing would have been solved.
That's right.
You know?
All you would
have people
had to
have
do.
A different concept of what enforcement is.
Yeah. All you would have had to do is call the police and say, they're not allowing me in the car. That's not right.
Yeah,
this
we did call them. They never showed up.
No, but I'm saying it would have been more enforceable. You would have been able
yeah, if
to.
If they had any authority, yeah.
Right, exactly.
They don't have any authority.
No, they
cops
don't.
Cops have no authority over that stuff.
No. Mm-mm.
All right, inner sight. Now, what were you going to say?
All right, before we get to our phone calls, I see a lot. So let me just quickly say something. Today, my day, when I opened one envelope, I got a little happy and upset, I would say, at the same time. I get it's a Chase Manhattan. I'm going to say the bank because they're the ones that were in the lawsuit, you know, that Joe tirelessly worked on. And he got them to agree, you know, to put, you know, something on their cards. Who knew they were going to put, like, this sliding case on top of the credit card, the debit card that they provide to you? All right. So today I see something from Chase in a large print and an envelope, like I tell them to send me all the time, and a manila envelope so I could decipher the mail and I know it's for me. They do that. That's not a bad that they did. But when I opened it, I had to just shake my head because it's not even a half ass. It's worse than that. It's not even considering the butt that was supposed to be there. What happened is they sent me the little case that goes over the debit card with the debit card number, but absolutely no debit card was sent to me. So
debit card number. Is that in print?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In large print.
That's not safe.
No, it isn't.
People could look at over your shoulder or whatever and read your number.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in large print.
What a bunch of idiots.
And I have to, they have a little bit of a, it's folded. So you have it on top of your, you know, it's folded over. And it just says Chase on the outside. But on the inside, when you open it up, so I guess they're thinking that you'll keep it folded. I mean, that's still not good. How do you know if it's folded enough? You know, what is folded enough, you know? So.
Yeah, they sent me
annoying.
One. I threw it out.
Yeah, well, this bothers me because it's got my card number on there, and it's so visible,
it's just
and
another,
I didn't get the damn card.
Another half. You know, you put that in your wallet,
yeah,
and you try to pull it out.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good way to lose your cards.
Yeah, I know. That's what happened to me the other day. All my cards fell out.
Yeah.
They fell out in my bag, thank God, and I found them more later on, but still, you know, it's a, like you said.
It's just
it's
one more hassle instead of just putting the braille on the card, you know.
Yeah, or even the large print. Should be larger print, you know, somehow on a card.
Yeah, whenever the person needs.
You're swiping the card now next to that machine. You're not really putting it in the machine. There's ways that you could do it, you know, and they're not.
Oh, they got all kinds of
all
machines.
Ways.
These machines have no consistency.
No, they don't.
They beep, you know.
Yeah.
They beep when you put the card in.
They beep when, you know.
Then they beep when you take it out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what's going on. You can, and they still have screens that
you
can't read.
See.
People have to
tell you.
Touch the screen and put the transaction through.
The worst thing is that if it has the screen that doesn't have any numbers that you could actually type in, it's like all like on a flat screen. You can't see it that well.
Yeah, they
and
did away with that.
Yeah, I haven't
seen
like
the
that.
One with the numbers anymore.
Yeah, I like the one with the numbers because I could feel it. It's like a telephone
touch
keypad.
Tone.
Right.
I tell you, you know,
exactly.
they make things worse as they go along.
They think they did, yeah. They made us more dependent.
They
on
have
them
something
instead of
that,
less.
That's halfway good, and then they freaking ruin it. Because there's no enforcement. That's why how they get away with that.
Yeah.
There's no damn enforcement.
Yeah,
they
I
just
agree.
Do what the hell they want, what's convenient for them, and what saves them money, probably.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
That's the system, you know. Crazy.
Yeah, it is. We have, let's see, callers tonight. So I'm going to.
All right, let's take a phone call.
All right, we have.
In sight, Matt or Glad.
Danny, and then we have
Monday.
A listener, and they're both with the same Skype number. It usually comes out all ones, but that's okay. It just means that they have a private number. And then also we have Maureen. So where would you like to start first? I was
thinking, we have a new caller. Let's take the new caller.
Okay.
In a sight.
Okay, one
live.
Person jumped off. Okay. Yeah, he don't want to talk to the new caller. I think this is still Danny, because Danny had a problem. Oh, he didn't want to talk tonight, and he hung up. All right, you want
right.
to listen? Yeah.
So we'll get
Maureen.
Get Maureen on the show.
Okay.
In a sight.
All right. Here she comes.
Mad or glad.
All right.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi. Well, today's one of those crazy days. Well, as compared to the other crazy days, I guess.
Which is worse?
Funny.
Last week or this week?
Well, possibly this week, because this week took one day to have a lot of craziness. The other took like a whole week. I guess today is worse. I'm still trying to get in touch with, you know, the woman from Sydney who's off again today. You know, these people don't realize things have to get moving, right? So I called in because Alice had told me to talk to this other man and all. So now he's telling me, oh, she's with Dicky Lama. I said, that's at the beginning. She's long past Dicky Lama, no? So, I mean, I don't know. So now he put her in another program. Jesus.
Whoa, whoa. What other program did he put her in?
Rapid housing? Did you ever hear of that?
Absolutely not.
No, well,
really?
I don't either. And the rapid housing will get back in 48 hours. That's how rapid it is. Oh, God.
48 hours?
You know.
That's not rapid in my book. My book is that nice.
I know.
Rapid housing,
but
you know?
Nothing to do is rapid. The only thing they do rapidly is mix up and mess up stuff. So, if nothing happens, you know, tomorrow, because she's supposed to be back tomorrow, because I guess today was Monday and it was the day after Mother's Day, so I guess people didn't bother showing up. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. You can't get people to answer the phone. You can't get people to answer messages. You can't just... And how many of these programs are there with this group?
Don't worry.
Sounds like they make them up as they go along.
Yeah, there are a lot of programs. But I'm sitting there like going, rapid housing. That's the first. Let's see if there is any information on rapid housing.
Oh, and then the guy gives... the phone call comes in under a 929 number, right?
Right.
So then he leaves me a message, because, of course, I was on the other phone at the time. And he gives me another number to call him on, so I figure that's his, you know, number.
Right.
So I tried that about 3 or 4 times. Nothing. So I thought, let me try the 929 number. Yeah, he answered right away. So what was the point to giving me the other number?
What is this rapid housing? What is this rapid housing supposed to do? Did they tell you?
I have
no. He just told me they'll call back. I think he just was getting rid of me at the end.
No, they have this.
But you already have a place.
I know. So what the hell? I mean, I don't. This organization should be. I mean, really, how many different programs could you have? 1 million people and nothing works.
And nothing done.
Did you find it, Suzanne? Were you looking it up?
Yeah, they call it Rapid Rehousing, and it's a national alliance to end homelessness. Okay, what is Rapid Rehousing? And, you know, it provides short-term rental and assistance. You don't want short-term.
No.
Rental and assistance?
Well, I don't know if they have longer-term situation.
Tell him to give you the money.
Yeah, that's what I
Well, do. Maybe that's what he's looking into. Maybe that part,
right.
You know? Maybe that's the part.
Something. Well, at least they have more than one program. That, I've got to say, might be helpful. But the fact that they have
it's too damn complicated. It's too...
Well, they should make it easy, then.
It drains the money too
it
much.
It does.
It strains
no
my brain,
money.
Too, because right now...
The money should be in the account for the person. Come on.
That should... Yes, I agree with you.
It's the only solution.
Mm-hmm.
All
that
these damn programs are crazy because, you know, if enough people apply for them, then the next thing, it runs out.
Yeah.
The money runs out. What do you think it is? With our idea, if the agencies would raise half the money and the government would only have to put in the other half, the money won't run out because the agencies will always want to fundraise, you know, a few times a year.
Yeah.
Because it would be to their advantage.
Yeah.
Everybody that I talk to agrees with this idea. They think it's a great idea.
Hey,
the money
what?
Would be in the account and the person... With this idea, the person wouldn't have to go into a damn nursing home because they would have the money to stay out.
That's true.
You can't beat
remember
it.
The beginning, remember the beginning you said all these homeless people are going into pretty hotels with maid service? Maybe that's what he's getting you. You know? A pretty hotel with maid service.
Everything is so messed up. It is unbelievable.
They don't do it right. They got all these people collecting salaries on these programs. Remember that.
I know.
That's where most
of
the money goes.
Well, you know, they concern themselves with the landlords. with the landlords, too, with the pandemic, but what about tenants that have to pay rent?
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
they were saying about that also. People were protesting about that. You're helping the landlords? What about the people who need this?
Right.
You know?
And obviously the landlords have money because they own more than one. People around here, they actually rent out the driveways too. Here in this house and the other house, you know.
I know some people who rent driveways near us too. It's like
the other house. He was getting four different salaries in the house before this one, not where my mom and I lived, but after that, four different salaries from that house. He rented out the driveway. His son had an exterminator company, so he had a lot of money, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know.
Polluting the earth.
Like and then what is it going to put poor people out on the street? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's just such a shame, you know, it really is. And look at the way the price of gas is going up.
Everything's going up. But
everything
has stayed the same or gone down, you know?
Well, they said because the trucks, you know, were delivering the food, so the price of food is going to go up, and everything's just a mess. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
It took like a few months to destroy the country.
Yeah, no. They got to do something better than that, really.
They have to, because it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, the show Wednesday, how the politicians allow the agencies to abuse us.
It's true.
Mm.
It's so damn true. They allow it to happen.
Yep.
You know, and I'll give examples of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's plenty of examples.
And the politicians and the agencies, they're all no damn good.
Yeah, I know.
They really aren't. So,
anyway,
trying to get everything in order.
Inner Sight Matter Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. I got a mad coming up. Anything else, Maureen?
No, I'm just tired of everything.
Keep on these people. Don't let them push you around.
Yeah, no.
You know, tell them to give you the damn money for the rent and whatever.
Yeah.
They want to help you.
Well, I would love
to if he'd
even show up once in a while at work, you know?
Yeah, right.
And that be,
get that evaluation
how many days
and get her out of there.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry, Frank, say again.
I said get the evaluation and get her out of there.
Oh, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it's going to take. I'm sorry?
I hope it works out good and good luck, you know?
Yeah, thank you, thanks. I don't know what the heck is going to be 3 hours, but thanks.
Yeah, well. Hey, I think it will work out. You just got to, you know, keep, you know, moving along. Things will work out, but it's going to take way too longer than it has to. It has already.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, this shouldn't have taken this long already. No, not at all, you know. So just have to keep pushing forward, that's all. But
all right, Inner Sight. Let's move on with the rest of the program. Wednesday night television, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Thursday, out here on Long Island, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20. So check us out and watch the Inner Sight. We're working on getting the YouTube show started. All right. Yesterday I come out of my apartment and my bitchy landlady announces to me that they're going to spray to kill the weeds on the grass.
Oh, my God.
So don't put my dog, you know, on the grass, you know. So I'm really, this really makes me mad that they, you know, would put poison, close to my dog, you know.
I know.
And I tell you, I'm glad that it rained last night.
Oh, good.
Helped to wash some of it away.
What
but
was
these
the
people,
poison she used?
Yeah, that's damn right. And why do you want to destroy the weeds? Animals need them. Animals eat them.
They do, actually.
You know?
My dog used to eat some grass and the weeds whenever the dandelion, and she used to go right toward the girl dog whenever she had an upset stomach to make her. You know, they believe the dogs in the nature. They believe that if you vomit, you get it out quicker. So they used to eat that until they vomited. You know.
Yeah. Well, the weeds are good.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of good nourishment in the weeds too.
Yeah.
So these people who do this are ruining the earth. They're ruining the environment, you know. And then my friend Liz told me that stuff kills the bees, kills the insects.
Yeah.
You know, that's horrible. Why do they let people sell this crap? You know, that's the other thing.
Why do they let people sell the weed Roundup that caused people to get cancer when they sprayed it?
Yeah,
that's
they should not let people sell stuff that hurts the earth and kills weed.
Or even hurts a person, too.
You know,
that
Yeah, well, of course. It goes in the earth. And then I was also told that it goes in below and goes into the groundwater.
Yeah, it does.
So there you have it. You wonder why talk about causing germs and viruses. I'll leave it to your imagination.
Well, there's nothing.
You know, how much of it did these chemical companies cause?
Right.
Anyway, that's a mad, and I told her, you know, I didn't like it. And I told her, and, you know.
What'd she say?
She didn't say a damn thing. She's a stupid idiot.
Oh, my God.
All right, Inner Sight. Man, I'm glad. 213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday we'll do that show, How the Politicians Allow the Agencies to Abuse Us. It's so damn true.
I have some information that, you know, came from a holistic website, all right? It's a health website, but it's holistic.
Is it a glad or a mad?
It is a question, okay? And it will fall mad mostly, I would say. I'm sorry it's mad, but it's something that we addressed in the beginning of this pandemic until this very day. And they are saying, can a supplement protect me against COVID-19? Now, there are a lot of people who, you know, are starting to not trust the vaccinations or implicitly trust the vaccination. You've got people on both sides. Okay. But I think people should hear this. Okay. Doctors say there's a limited evidence on how supplements may or may not affect the spread of the coronavirus and the resulting disease. Here's what we know right now. And then he goes into the coronavirus. He says experts say supplements may affect symptom severity when it comes to either viral infections as for COVID-19, no one knows yet.
Depends on what the supplement is.
Right, but they don't know yet, okay, what, you know, how it helps. Okay, then...
they know. They don't want to know.
Wait a minute, they know. You know what I said to that statement? Well, then why don't you test it? Was my statement back. Why don't you put a group of people and test the darn thing? You know, that's not a good enough answer for me. And it just keeps on going.
They know from other countries where people have used it.
I know.
And they don't
but
accept
they're
that.
Using
they're not.
An Oh, I know.
Counting that.
But listen, I'm just saying that this is what bothered me, seeing something like this and people not taking it so seriously. You know, that's
well,
something
the,
that...
the Pfizer vaccine was approved today for children, 12 to 15. You know? Now, isn't that the one that caused the blood clots? Or am I mistaken?
No, you're mistaken.
Which one caused the blood clot?
That's the Johnson & Johnson.
No, I don't know. I thought it was Pfizer.
No, it was Johnson & Johnson, hands down.
I wouldn't trust any of these damn vaccines. You know, because you don't know. There's too many unanswered questions. You know, you're better off with a supplement that's constructed to protect against the virus. That's the key word.
Mm-hmm.
The supplement has to be constructed by a doctor who knows about that stuff.
Yeah. But this thing aggravated me.
The way to go.
Looking at it aggravated me. Just to see how people... It aggravated me to look at something like, you know, like that. You know, that aggravated me.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff like that. You know, they threw this stuff, they shoved it down your throat. They didn't test it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and we still don't know all the ramifications of it. A lot of doctors are saying 6 months down the road, people could have a lot of trouble.
Or you could still, you could have some coverage, or we might need a booster. That's what they're saying now. You might need a booster.
Yeah, now you got to take
more money.
Stuff.
Yeah. you know how many times
they
called
me? Well, give
me
more stimulus and let everybody take the booster.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Right. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Thursday night, we don't have a subject yet, but we'll find one. Friday is the funnies, as usual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'd like to find out more about, you know, making or having, speaking to, I don't know if we can speak on such short notice to Gary Noll, but I'd like to know maybe if we can just, you know, look at maybe some stuff.
Well, you
got to
email his public relations.
Oh, the public relations, yeah. Okay.
You
got
to send an email.
Maybe we'll do that.
That's how they operate, so.
Sounds good.
All right, in a sight. Monday, mad or glad, and anything you're mad about or glad about. I don't know. Somebody today said to me that President Joe, you know, at least is listening and all that. And I don't see where he's done anything for the disabled.
He has so many. All the agencies are saying stuff, but they're not doing. That's the problem in my eyes. They don't do as much as they say.
Well,
you
have to change the way this system operates.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if it's the same old stuff, what the hell good is it?
That's right.
You know, we need a drastic change in this country, the way things operate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially for the disabled.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, that number is growing every week.
Yeah, it is.
People are becoming disabled.
That's true.
They haven't given you the count yet, but they mentioned it.
Mm.
The count of the people who got this virus who are now disabled.
Yeah, exactly.
How many people is that?
I don't know. I would love to find out. Mm-hmm.
There's so much information that isn't being given out.
Yeah, I know.
No, because they don't want people to know.
Yeah, it's true.
But I don't see where Biden is so far is such a great president for all the people, and I stress that, all the people.
Right.
You know. And by that, I mean those of us who are disabled should not have to struggle for the simplest thing that everybody else takes for granted.
That's true.
That's what I mean by all the people. He should be president for all the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he should do? He should take the average Joe.
Yeah.
There's a good parallel.
Yeah, Joe.
His name is Joe. The average
yeah.
Joe, and
yeah.
bring him to the White House, you know, and make it public,
mm-hmm.
and sit him down and say, now, give us a rundown. You're the average Joe. You got a job. You got a family. You go to
yeah.
work every day. What do you do? Just tell it plain, and you know. And
yeah.
then you should say, that's the way I want it for the disabled.
Yeah.
The way you do it.
That's right.
Only, of course, a modified version.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so people can understand it and read it and access it.
Right.
That's what you should do. That's what I would do if I were president.
Yeah.
And then I would mandate the agencies
to
start raising
way.
The money, and the government would only have to pay half. Strict enforcement. No more of this bull crap where,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get away with it. And,
they
I
keep
mean,
postponing
it's,
it.
It's horrible.
They said by 19... Yeah. By 10 years from 1990, the transportation system had to be done. When I had read originally the first version of the ADA, how many years is it now? And it's still not done. It's 30 years.
Yeah,
30 years, and it's going to be 31 years. It's going to have another anniversary, and yet the transportation system is not done yet.
Yeah, because there's
That's
no
horrible.
Enforcement. No enforcement, and there's no money being put into it.
That's right.
You know, that's the key,
yeah.
the two key things.
Yeah.
Why you don't have progress.
That's it.
The enforcement and the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. All right, that's a definite mad. 213-816-1650. You want to give us your mad or glad? Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me see who wants to talk. All right, let me go back to the other page.
Well, if they're on the line, they'll push one, and they'll let you know they want to talk.
Yeah, I know. I just got to go back.
If they don't push
the
one,
page.
You know that they're not queued up to
yeah,
talk.
I know.
All right. So, mad or glad. And I don't know, some of the sports are coming back. The Center for Disease Control.
No, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Center for Disease Control is saying that. Now this is stupid to me because I don't know why they do stupid things, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that people who took the vaccine can go outside and
mm-hmm.
exercise without the mask.
Yeah, they say.
Now what the hell? What? I don't understand these people. You know? I thought when you go outside, you don't need the mask, first of all.
Yeah. And now they're saying...
Well, what are they talking
exercise
about?
Exercise, too. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I really don't know what they're talking about, for real. And I
no,
sit down
I don't
and
know
I'm
what the hell they're talking
head.
About
you.
I've
yeah.
been exercising for the last...
Yeah.
How long has this damn thing been around now? A year and a half?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been exercising for the last year and a half the same way I've always exercised
mm-hmm.
When there was so-called no virus.
No.
But what the hell are these people talking about?
I don't
They're
know.
They're a bunch of morons.
It would be good
I mean,
if
these
I
people
figured
went
it out.
To school, big degrees, oh, mm-hmm. Harvard. Harvard Law School. You know, I think Harvard's going to get a bad name out of this. What the hell
oh,
did you
man.
Teach these people?
Mm.
They're a bunch
Good
of
question.
Morons.
Mm.
I mean, there's so many contradictions. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know? I think
mm-hmm.
the whole thing is designed to scare people.
It's designed
do?
To make people buy things.
To intimidate.
And Yeah.
Yeah. You realize how many people have been intimidated by this stuff? You hear them talking.
Yeah, no.
You know? They're afraid. They're frightened. They jump out of the way of people. They
they run.
All kinds
of coughs or sneezes.
Weird stuff, man.
But
they listen to these doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe it.
Yep.
Now there's reports that people are starting not to believe it. I hope it's true.
It is true, actually.
Yeah.
Some of it, yeah. And
they're
finding that they have more vaccines available. So we'll see.
Yeah, right. You taking that stuff. And well, my big question is, what are they going to do with this stuff that's left over?
Send it or sell it to another country.
People don't take it.
Another country will.
Yeah. I don't know. If it gets too old, that's no good.
No, they could sell it. They could sell it.
Not if it's too old, they can't.
Well,
it can only stay for 3 months, supposedly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and it has to be in deep freeze. That's another thing they got to work on.
How long has some
on.
Of this stuff been out already?
They can't have it out. It has to, you use the vial.
Hasn't a lot of
it
been around for more than 3 months now?
Yeah, but you have the stuff that's deep freeze, you know, that's in deep freeze.
How do you know they're keeping it in the deep freeze? You don't know that.
You don't know that. No.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
You know, people cut corners all the time. They do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Greed. You know what somebody got a new caller right now, but I'm just going to say one quick thing. The funeral policy to me, you don't have to rush here, but I know you could give me a little bit at a time whenever you have it. That's all. Basically, I have enough from all the debts, you know.
Oh, I got a bad. Did you hear about the what the Chinese government did?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Chinese government sent up this rocket.
Yeah.
And unmanned, I presume. And
yeah.
it was up there, for a month or so? Then it came down,
mm-hmm.
and it exploded. Came apart in the Indian Ocean.
Nice.
Now, is that stupid? I mean, what the hell kind of people pollute the ocean like that?
They sent up many rockets, though.
All
like
for
that.
Money.
Yeah, I know. The
poor fish, the whales, the...
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, that's well in that ocean.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, to me,
it's
those
horrible.
People should be arrested for doing that.
Nah, they're not doing
that. All right, Innocite, who we got? You got somebody on the line?
You got a new caller. Hang on, let me get to him.
In the queue?
Yeah. If I can get there fast enough.
Innocite Live. Keep it clean.
Yes, please.
Hello.
Okay, here they come. Hello, you're on Innocite. You
got a mad or glad?
Chime?
Hello. All right.
No. They put for a question and they can't.
Call back
hear
when
it.
You feel like talking. That's all.
Oh, they hung up. Okay.
All right.
They don't want to talk.
Yeah, a lot of people get shy, you know.
No, it's like he rang the thing.
How do you know with a he? You don't know with a he.
He or she. He or she.
Yeah.
Could have been a she.
Yeah, but a lot of people get cold feet when they know they're going to talk.
Yeah.
On the air with a show that goes all over the world, they freeze up.
Yeah, I know. I used to, in the beginning when I first came on the show with you at the studio, before we had the radio show, our podcast, and I was very much intimidated by, I didn't sound like it, but I really would have the cold feet right at the beginning of the show, all the time.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of the camera, too.
It took me a while to get used to it. It did.
You know, in
I
front
still,
of the camera.
It depends on what show it is.
Freak out.
No, I wasn't that bad, I don't think. You know.
I got a beautiful compliment from just over a year ago now, or just about a year ago, when my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth did that story on us.
Yeah.
One of her fellow anchor people called her up and said, "Boy, where'd you get that guy Perino? What a visibility!" You know, and bragging about
that
me, and I said, "Oh, thank you." You know.
That is nice.
So Michelle was telling him about me and about the show.
Oh, good.
I mean, I didn't do anything. I just told her like it was, you know. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you want to call in, and let's see, I'm going to get a time check. Stand by.
Okay.
At 8:55 New York, I hope we get a prompt.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that on the stream time. The stream time says 3 minutes and 37 seconds, so you have a little less on the stream.
Yeah, well, that's about right because it it goes ahead.
Oh, okay.
All right. Tomorrow night's open mic. You can talk about anything you want. And Wednesday's show, you know, politicians allow the agencies to abuse us. It's so true.
It's terrible, but it's really, unfortunately,
we'll talk about
it
that
is true. Yeah.
More and more that I talk to people, it's so true.
It's so apparent. It's so painfully
that people
apparent.
Can't get help and the agencies don't do what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's Wednesday's show. Thursday, I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, and give us a tally. How about a tally?
Yeah, 106.6, I think, 06, I think. I have to look at the last three, but I know it's in the 600s.
106,670, is that what you said?
No, I didn't say 670, but I said 6 something. I had to look at the number.
Sounded like 670.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on, let me see.
All right. We're headed for 107,000.
Yeah. Very soon, I think.
And
it is 603. 106,603. I was 606,
right.
So I was closer.
Memorial Day coming up.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks. The big question will be there, how many disabled people who served this country will be denied service dogs?
Too many. Really?
Ah, okay. I got a 90-second warning.
You got it now? Okay, good.
You know? And also, how many disabled people who served this country are stuck in nursing homes? I'd like to know the answer to that one, too.
That's a good question right there.
I bet there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you all our listeners, callers, listeners, and everybody who helped Inner Sight, all our friends.
Yeah.
All right. So, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Yeah,
be with you tomorrow night on Open Mic. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090, our phone number. And if you have anyone who needs help, call us, even if you're not disabled.
Yeah. No.
We're not prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much for being with us on Mad or Glad Monday. And hopefully the things we say will get out there and get some changes. Goodbye, world, inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
good night, everyone.
Sight.